44 towns, mostly in the rural western part of the Commonwealth, are still underserved by the state's broadband initiative launched by then-Governor Deval Patrick in 2008. Private companies haven't seen the scattered population across hilly terrain as profitable enough to build their own network, so people utilize libraries and town halls for speedy internet access. In order to make the connection, the state is funneling $40 million to the Massachusetts Broadband Institute for a roughly $115 million fiber optic network. Meanwhile, Wired West, a regional organization formed in 2010, is leading the effort to reach the towns. Monica Webb chairs the board of directors.
We are at the point where we actually have to act. We've been talking and planning and researching for 4 years now with Wired West, and for the last year in partnership with the State Broadband Agency, looking at the region, the solutions, how we can most astutely bring money to bear to make this critical investment for the region.
Starting as early as this upcoming week at annual or special town meetings, voters in more than 30 communities across western Massachusetts could decide whether to authorize bonding for the construction of fiber optic internet. Approval requires a two-thirds majority. Though it varies due to population and miles of cable needed, Webb says towns would pay about 65% of the cost. For instance, Webb's town of Monterey would bond nearly $2 million, while Beckett would foot $3.8 million. Eric Nakajima directs NBI.
We anticipate having five, 10 towns probably moving forward this spring, at most, I'd say. I mean, the lower boundary number could be even lower than that. And then another tranche of towns coming in this fall and another next spring. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to set up our operations to be able to support the design of the network and the management of the network in a way that allows towns to come in when they want to come in.
Meanwhile, Wired West is asking towns to show their interest by mandating that 40% of a community's premises, to include apartment buildings and multiple family homes, commit to becoming future customers. Residents are also asked to make a refundable $49 deposit toward the first month's service. So far, 5 of 32 towns have reached the 40%. Webb says Wired West expects to end the survey period by July.
It really is important for the towns to get to that 40% number before we will actually build out there, just to ensure that the entire network can cover its costs and ideally return revenues to the towns after a period of time.
Beckett's Wired West delegate Jeremy Dunn says people in town are generally enthusiastic about bringing high-speed internet to the area, noting that some realtors have said it will increase property values. The town needs roughly 335 more backers to reach the 40% mark, which Dunn says has been difficult because a number of the town's listed premises are second homes. West Stockbridge's delegate Steve Saltman says with speeds of 25 megabytes per second, fiber optic internet is becoming more of a necessity.
To use everything from video streaming to FaceTime and Skype, and just to have a strong, secure connection back either to your work or if you do forms online, that it's a requirement. And with the current DSL with speeds of 1 to 3, that you can't do and take advantage of all the things going on in the 21st century.
Webb says it's expected Wired West would own and operate the infrastructure once MBI manages its build-out. Webb says the network's operation could be contracted out to regional companies. Nakajima says some towns are looking at partnering with companies for service individually. Webb says if a town approves the bonding authorization and meets its 40% mark this spring, that area could see service as early as the second half of 2016. The state and federal governments have allocated roughly $140 million for Massachusetts' 1,200-mile fiber optic network and this final leg to the underserved towns. That network brought service to community centers in more than 120 towns in early 2014. The entire state was supposed to be connected by 2011. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.